For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. The union that represents service workers at the University of California canceled their planned labor strike today after a tentative contract agreement was reached Wednesday night. AFS CME Local 3299 for years has been at odds with the UC over wage increases and health benefits. Workers have said that their pay isn't enough to make ends meet, especially as the cost of living rises. AFS CME says under the agreement, workers will get their largest wage increase ever and affordable health care rates. But the union's president, Michael Avant, says workers shouldn't have had to endure 2 years without a contract. AFS CME represents over 40,000 service and patient care technical workers across the UC. Missy Metella, a representative with the UC, told KVCR that the contract agreement delivers meaningful pay increases that address worker affordability issues. California teens can pre-register to vote when they turn 16, but relatively few teenagers are signing up. LAist reporter Mariana Dalle has more on a student-led effort to raise awareness.
Last year, Sage Smith helped organize a pre-registration drive at Venice High School with help from a nonprofit called the Civic Center. As part of her presentation, Smith asked, "Do you feel the people in government represent you and your beliefs well?"
Everyone said no.
Smith says, like her, many students didn't realize they could sign up to be automatically added to the voter rolls at 18.
There's an idea that younger people are uninvolved, but when they're presented with the information, everyone cared. Everyone was quick to sign up.
Smith says more than 300 of her peers pre-registered, and there's another drive planned for the end of the month.
That was Mariana Dalle with our California newsroom partner, LAist. Solar developers say they're facing crippling losses and potential bankruptcy amid a stall in a state-funded program. Aaron Stone reports.
California's Self-Generation Incentive Program launched last year to help low-income households install solar and battery storage systems for free. But five participating developers told LAist the program has been plagued by delays and bureaucratic hurdles since. The state abruptly halted, then restarted payouts to developers this year. Some small developers worry they could go out of business since they've already purchased equipment or installed systems they expected to be reimbursed for already. Meanwhile, their customers are waiting months for the bill savings and energy reliability they were promised. Aaron Stone, LAist News.
Read more at LAist.com. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says he is disappointed but not surprised by a recent U.S. Supreme Court filing that he says weakens the Voting Rights Act. Last month's decision in Louisiana versus Calles narrows the law's protections against racial discrimination in redistricting. Bonta spoke about the ruling at a press conference on Wednesday.
Essentially, guts, not officially, strikes down, but puts on life support Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, which provided for when a racial minority voters were having their vote and their voice diluted, a remedy could be sought where there would be a majority-minority district.
Bonta says Congress should act to clarify the law. He also addressed California Republicans who say the ruling could affect ongoing challenges to Proposition 50. The measure redrew the state's congressional districts last year. Bonta says six previous challenges to the proposition have all failed, including one rejected by the U.S. Supreme Court. He says he is confident the state can continue to defend it. Today, the afternoon is set to be sunny with highs ranging from 77 to 82 degrees. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.